Blog Talk Radio.
Hurry up, baby, don't be late. I'll meet you at the place. I've been waiting for this day. It's a weekend, let's celebrate. Looking like a cover girl, covered in diamonds and pearls. Take the Benz out for a swirl. Drop that top, yeah, it's my world.
Joining the girl, it's Purpose Fusion right here for Blog Talk Radio, guys. Thank you so much for joining me this morning. I know you had a little technical difficulty there as the show first started. I have been working tirelessly with my dog, guys, my dog Leslie. I'm sure you guys have heard me talk about him before here on the show, but last week he had a diabetic shock. Yeah, diabetic shock, you heard me right. He was diagnosed with diabetes. We didn't realize he was having a diabetic shock. He was just panting, lethargic, you know, not eating, not drinking. And so we took him to the emergency animal hospital here in Atlanta, and he was diagnosed with diabetes. So the next day we had to take him to the regular vet. He was hospitalized for 4 days, just brought him home on Thursday, and so now I'm giving him insulin shots twice a day. So, guys, that's probably what you heard when the show first came on. I was in the middle of giving Wesley his insulin shot, but at any rate, enough about that. What's been going on in and around your world? Thanks for joining me. Remember the calling number 347-215-8667 if you'd like to call in and holler at your girl. I would enjoy speaking with you this morning. Also, just wanted to let you know that I am on YouTube. There will be a new show today. Log on to youtube.com/mentalnotetv to check out your girl. If you're a visual person, check me out there. Also, guys, just join Skype. So now when I interview my guests, we will be talking via Skype, so you'll be able to see them as well. So if you are on Skype, what is it, guys? My username, it's Purpose Z, P-U-R-P-O-S-E-Z. So holler at your girl on Skype. It's been a lot going on, right? A lot going on in the news. Guys, did you recently hear about Evander Holyfield and his dad being turned off or something and him slapping the wife or hitting the wife? What in the world is going on? heard a couple of different stories, heard one that maybe she didn't pay the gas bill, or she was spending the money on the church at the church, giving the church off her money, and then I heard another story, maybe they are broke, maybe vendors broke, guys. Have you heard anything about this? This is crazy, right? Evander Holyfield, yeah, mega boxer. Evander Holyfield lives here in Atlanta, beautiful estate out in the Fairburn area, Old National, right off of Old National. He has a lot of events and stuff out there. And now, what is this? His gas is off? Yeah, utility. His gas is off, guys. Crazy. I know, crazy. Haven't talked to you since this whole Tiger Woods thing has been going on. You know, it's kind of played out. I mean, Tiger obviously cheated a lot on his wife. She found out about it over the Thanksgiving holiday. And now I hear that he's in some sort of, like, rehab or something. I don't know. Why would he need to go to rehab? I don't know. Supposedly, I guess he has that same disease that Eric Benet had, the sex addict disease. I don't know. Go figure, guys. Only in and around our world, right? Also, lately in the news, I have been hearing about Lil Wayne, guys. Yeah, Lil Weezy. Don't forget the baby, right? He is not going to prison. Remember I told you like a while back that he was supposed to go and be sentenced in January? Well, as rumor has it, he went to the dentist, and the dentist told him that, or the dentist, I guess, wrote a letter, I don't know, it was like school or something, wrote a letter to the judge and said, hey, he can't go to jail right now, he has to go to the dentist, he has some tooth problems. Teeth problems, some grill problems, you know? So anyway, Lil Wayne is not going to jail right now. Don't think it. Is that money talks, everything else walk, or what? I am just dumbfounded by that. I cannot believe he's not going to jail because of his teeth, because he has to go through the dentist. Well, you know, I guess if you sell a million albums in a week, that's what you get. That's the kind of life you can live, right? Stay tuned. It's that show, Mental Note. I'm your host, Purpose Vision. Thanks so much for tuning in. I'll be right back with much, much more right here at Blog Talk Radio.
Let's. Let's celebrate.
Forget about work and the stress of the week. Party all night and we won't go to sleep. We own the club, oh yeah, we own the life. And I am not leaving till I see daylight.
Don't be tardy for the party.
Don't be tardy for the party.
All right, guys, thanks for sticking around. Like I told you, it's been a lot going on, honey, a lot going on in and around my world. What about I get a message from somebody's publicist, okay, and the subject title of my message is Show Idea, an Unlikely Defender of Religion. So I've been asked to interview this guy. He's New York author Bruce Scheiman, that's S-H-E-I-M-A-N. He's a lifelong atheist. He's a huge fan of religion. Seems contradictory, right? Well, I am going to interview Bruce. I am going to be sending a message. I just received the book because the name of his book, An Atheist Defends Religion is the name of the book. And I just received it, so of course I haven't read it yet, but I do plan on reading it or trying to read it. We'll see how that goes. So I can interview this guy because I'm interested to see what this is about. You know, how can an atheist defend religion, guys? You know, an atheist is someone who does not believe in Jesus or God or religion even. But from my understanding, Bruce says that he believes that religion is necessary in the times that we live in. He believes that you know, religion is good, you know, for mankind and society as a whole and gives people something to believe in and that sort of thing. But he doesn't believe in it. So I'm not certain why he is defending it. But he says, you know, militant atheism is unnecessary. And he's actually been, you know, his message or he's sharing this through various media outlets like the Washington Post, USA Today, on his website. So he's been making the media rounds, guys, and he is going to be making his presence known on Mental Notes. So, you know, we only interview the hottest of the hot, and that's in everything. And this is a hot subject right here, I do believe. So stay tuned, and I will let you know more about when I'm going to be interviewing Bruce Scheiman here on Mental Note. Have you checked out this whole thing about, I mean, have you guys been on YouTube lately? Because now, I mean, I was never really on YouTube a lot until I created the Mental Note TV channel. And now I see that there's tons of, like, videos and how-to tutorials and all kind of neat stuff. So, guys, be sure to check me out on YouTube, okay? YouTube.com/MentalNoteTV. Because I'm going to be doing lots and lots of shows. So it's going to be like your daily dose of talk show that you would normally watch on television, but you'll be able to see it on the internet, Mental Note TV. That's my YouTube channel. All right, guys, I have much, much more for you here on Blog Talk Radio. It's 13 minutes remaining in the show, and I'm your host, Purpose Vision. It's the show Mental Note. Be back in a moment.
Don't be tardy for the party.
Guys, thanks for sticking around. 11 minutes remaining in the show. 11 minutes remaining in the show. All right. I am a real estate agent, and I think you guys already know that. And I have a business called Future Home Buyer Services, where I help individuals locate property. I do all of the negotiating for them, whether they're wanting to rent, lease, buy, purchase, you know, purchase, owner finance, whatever it is. I treat you like a buyer now. I help you with your credit, the whole nine. So I said that to say, guys, there are so many properties right now that are so reasonably priced and just the influx of properties on the market. If you are interested in property, right now, if you're relocating to Atlanta, please email me. I will be happy to tell you all about Future Home Buyer Services and help you make your relocation a smooth and enjoyable process, okay? Send me an email through Blog Talk, and I'll be happy to assist you. All right, guys. I am looking at AOL Real Estate right now, and, of course, we all know, yay, it's a buyer's market. Home deals. There's homes for sale $100,000 and under. Open house in St. Louis, Missouri. There's a house, guys, four bedrooms, two baths, cute little home, little cottage. $99,900. Guys, I mean, comes with tons of amenities, hardwood floors, formal living and dining room, chef's dream kitchen, custom cabinets, center island, ceramic floors, stainless steel appliances. Guys, if you're interested in that listing, you can go to aolrealestate.com and check that out. Also, there are several homes in St. Louis that are $100,000 or below, as well as all across the country. So, you know, just be mindful that there are just so many homes, you know, that are on the market. There's one in Springfield, Ohio, three bedroom, one bath. 92.5, and even, you know, sometimes you can get a really good deal, guys, put a little bit of money in it, and, of course, 3 to 5 years from now, sell it, and you'd be surprised the profit you can make. Call your girl up, or, I mean, email me. I'll be happy to talk to you about it, counsel you, what have you. Real estate is my love, so, you know, I'll be happy to go into that with you. Future Home Buyer Services, guys, is what I offer. That's the service that I offer. I treat you like a buyer now. Don't worry about your credit. I help you with that. Don't worry about, you know, what side of town should I live on. I help you with that. I've been in this real estate market since 99, been licensed since 05, and, you know, so, and I know the city like the back of my hand, all four corners and around the perimeter and inside the perimeter. So holler at your girl. Okay, thanks again for joining me here on Mental Note, guys. You know, I enjoy talking to you. It's 7 minutes remaining in the show. The caller number is 347-215-8667. I will be having Bruce on the show as a special guest real soon. And then, of course, guys, I will be having a couple of musicians. You know how I do, entertainers on the show. So be sure to keep tuned in, and I will let you know more about who will be joining us here at Mental Note. Guys, it's that show that gives you all the entertainment news in and around your world, give you the latest insider scoop on the entertainment industry, real estate, and much, much more. So be sure to tune me in every chance you get right here on Blog Talk Radio. I do appreciate it. All right, guys, stick around. Be back with more right here, Mental Note.
Don't be tardy for the fine.
Guys, 5 minutes remaining in the show, and you know I always like to leave you with a little inspiration. So this morning I'm going to be reading Mountain Wings number 1326. Again, that's Mountain Wings number 1326. Guys, remember Mountain Wings, you can check out airjesus.com or even go to mountainwings.com. MountainWings.com. The name of this mountain wings is called Glide. Glide, okay? Jogging is a world of experience by itself. After 3 miles or so, I felt a pain in my left leg. Not a major pain. It just felt like the beginning of a cramp. I began to limp. I didn't want to put any excess pressure on the leg because I had over 3 miles to go, even if I turned around and headed straight back. And I wasn't at the halfway point yet. Something said, glide. Glide? I began to notice how I was running with the limping action. My gait was uneven. It was awkward. I didn't know the exact kinetics, but I knew the unrhythmic motion was putting additional strain on my leg muscles. So I began to glide. I focused on running smoothly. I let my feet touch the pavement as light as possible. Like a swan skimming over a lake, I concentrated to make each step as graceful as possible. Within a minute, my left leg felt fine. It was a mountain wings moment. Often when pain hits us, we lose our grace and become awkward. We shuffle, stumble, bumble, we wobble, hobble, and stagger. If we can glide and stay smooth, often the pain goes away. Amen. Because the rough motion makes it worse, not better. Someone criticizes us, ouch. We shuffle, stumble, bumble, we wobble, hobble, and stagger. Someone offends us, ouch. We shuffle, stumble, bumble, we wobble, hobble, and stagger. Someone has a difference of opinion, ouch. We shuffle, stumble, bumble, we wobble, hobble, and stagger. Someone doesn't respond the way we think they should. Ouch! We shuffle, stumble, bumble, we wobble, hobble, and stagger. Instead of maintaining our peace, the smooth guy, we become frustrated. That makes the pain worse, not better. Instead of forgiving and forgetting, we retaliate and remember. That often makes the pain worse. Many of life's pains will go away if we just learn to glide. Yes, it hurts, but the shuffling and stumbling usually doesn't help. While jogging or any exercise, if pain starts, it's usually wise to just stop. This is a more spiritual revelation yet. It applies to physical things. If we can keep our movements, thoughts, emotions, and spirit smooth. That often takes us right over the rough things. Glide. Amen, right? Amen. Guys, how simple and plain, but so true was that. Thank you so much for joining your girl right here for Mental Note. I do appreciate it. I love you for it. And I'll be back to talk to you real soon, okay? Be sure to check me out on YouTube, guys. I'm going to have a new show posted today, so you'll get to holler at your girl visually, right? Okay, remember, guys, in all things, peace and love. Until I speak to you again, make today a great day. And remember, oh, I forgot to tell you, happy Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day. You got a Valentine? Happy Valentine's Day. Peace and love, guys.